one morning. My father was gone to coffee. So in walks this great big guy. There's a gravel voice. I asked for my father, Frank. I said, well, he's out, but I'm his son. I'm Butch. What could I do for you? He said, well, I'd like to get two suits. So I took his measurements, and he's wide shoulders, small waist. Waist was about 37. I measured him for the suits and told him I'd call him in 4 or 5 weeks. So my dad comes back from coffee like an hour later. So I started telling him about this man that came in. Then he noticed the name and says, you know who this is? I said, yeah, it's Paul W. Bryant. I said, I even got his phone number. He lives in Tuscaloosa. He said, boy, that's that new coach at Alabama. They call him Bear.
Coach Claiborne called a squad meeting and said that Coach Bryant would come in and he wanted to speak to the squad. And Coach Bryant, he came in, and I guess I was stupid enough to think, and a lot of the others were too, that he'd come in, you know, and tell us a light joke and break the ice. And well, he came in and he winding that watch and looking at his clock. And 1 o'clock, he closed that door. I advise you, and you can take me at my word, to be in shape when spring practice starts. You've never been through something you're going to go through if you stay here. And if you stay here, you're going to play. If you don't, I don't want you. And he says, I'm going to build a football team. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'm going to build one, and you can be with me or you can leave. When he left, we were stunned. Nobody knew what really to expect. After everybody left, I know some of us were in there talking and said, you know, I wonder if anybody, any of these trustees and president, know that they have hired a madman.
Well, there are stories, and you know, one of the ones that somebody sent to me actually was, you know, he was recruiting a guy in South Alabama somewhere in some little town, and you know, went in a little dive and was going to have lunch, and the old guy that ran the little restaurant said, all we have is chitlins. You probably wouldn't want to eat those here. And he says, no, I'm from Arkansas. I'll eat chitlins. But anyway, the guy asked him to send him a picture. Well, he went on down the road to recruit the guy that come to see, and the guy wasn't worth a hoot, so he didn't recruit him. But years later, the best player in Alabama, you know, committed to Auburn, and all of a sudden the player came back a few days later and said, I want to come to Alabama. And he said, why would that be? And he says, well, my grandfather was the guy that served you chitlins in the bar. So the fact that he sent him a picture, signed a picture, and developed a relationship with that guy wanted his grandson to play for Coach Bryant because of the relationship that he developed in that short amount of time. And this goes to show that one thing that people always remember is how you treated them, and that speaks volumes to me for how Coach Bryant must have treated people all the time.
I remember a class assignment was given by my fifth grade English teacher at the time, and we were able to choose the topic of our choice. And of course, fifth grade boy in the state of Alabama, in the shadows of the university, we had just gotten word that Coach Bryant was getting ready to retire, so I chose that as my topic. Well, unbeknownst to me, after I submitted the poem, my English teacher had decided to submit the poem to the university. On that particular morning, the principal typically comes on and makes morning announcements. We have a special recognition for one of our fifth grade students, Jason Dunn, and that I had received a letter. She didn't specify where the letter had come from. January 22nd, 1983. Dear Jason, thank you very much for sharing the poem you had written. You are a smart young man for a fifth grader, and I hope you will continue to work hard and come to Bama someday. Best wishes to you and your family and your classmates at Berry Elementary. Sincerely, Paul Bryant. Friends wanted to touch the letter. Everyone wanted to see if it was real, wanted to see if it was his handwriting. There were people, I'm sure, that just wanted to touch a piece of paper that maybe Coach Bryant had touched. And I knew that my mother would be picking me up later that afternoon. Couldn't wait to show her. And I remember getting to the car, opening up the door, sitting inside, and seeing tears down my mother's face. And at that moment, she just looked at me, and I told her, I said, Mom, look, I have a letter from the Bear. And she looked at me and said, Son, the Bear died today.